WVYC's Perspectives is a weekly look at the people and programs that make up the York College community. This program looks at the issues that impact our college environment. This week's host is Jeffrey Schiffman. Welcome to WVYC's Perspectives, and joining us this week is Stephanie Parago. Stephanie is the coordinator of undergraduate student advising. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about your position with the college. Undeclared students, how many, do we have that many undeclared? I guess I find it a little surprising that somebody comes to college not knowing what they want to study.
I think that many of us didn't know when we first started in college.
Well, that might be true.
And so about anywhere from 10 to 11% of our incoming class come in declared as undeclared. And what I've learned in my 3 years in this role is that undeclared means a lot of different things for different students. There are some students who are very traditionally undeclared. I don't know, I'm here in college, what am I doing? Versus I'm kind of between these two or three majors and I just don't know which one might be the best fit for me. Versus I'm trying to get into this pre-professional program that maybe didn't meet the program requirements. So I'm going to be undeclared for the moment, work toward getting to education, maybe engineering, depending on how their GPA pans out.
Okay, so it's, one in 10 students on campus? Wow,
yes.
That's a lot. That's a lot more than I would have thought.
Keeps me busy.
Now, obviously, they have to declare at some point what their major is going to be. Is there a cutoff time for that?
We generally say by the end of your sophomore year, by the completion of 60 credits, because otherwise, you might be delaying progression even farther.
Right.
And we want students to graduate. Shocking thing, we do want them to leave us.
Yeah, they think that we want to keep them here forever.
Well, they want to stay here forever, some of them.
All right. So to that end, with the undeclared students, you guys have a majors fair, and that's coming up soon. Give me some of the details.
So majors fair is a part of a whole Explore YCP week that we have that we host throughout the week, beginning next Monday, which is November the 7th. We have student socials. We have some workshops that take place throughout the week. And then our hallmark, or our capstone of the week on Thursday, November 10th, is our majors fair. It's held from 3:30 to 5:30 over in the field house at the Grumbacher Sport and Fitness Center. It's a great event. We average about 300 students that come through and attend that are either exploring majors, looking at minors, considering maybe a double major, or just have found that maybe the major they're in right now, as they're thinking ahead about registering for spring classes, they're scratching their head and they're saying, I don't know about this curriculum. Maybe I'm not in the right place. And can I go talk to someone? And so what we allow to happen is we allow all those departments to come together, faculty reps, student representatives, and talk to students about what majors are offered, about what career opportunities might be within that program, what the curriculum looks like, and beyond.
So it's really kind of a one-stop shopping spot for picking a major or even changing a major.
Absolutely. It's a really fantastic opportunity, and we could not do it without the great partnerships that we have in our academic departments. Our faculty here are wonderful at coming. They want to talk about their programs. They love their courses.
Sure.
And so what a better place. And then the thing that I like to do, I feel like I'm a matchmaker on Majors Fair Day because I know I have students that are looking at maybe mass comm, maybe rec and leisure, maybe hospitality. And so then I'll make introductions. Jeff, this is student A. Student A, this is Professor Schiffman. Talk about mass comm. And so they have lots of great conversations.
And the reason that you're able to do that, especially with the undeclareds, is you really are the advisor for the undeclared students.
I'm one of six.
You're one of six.
Yes.
Okay, so but you know a lot of these students, not intimately, but you certainly know their profile, what they might be interested. You've talked to them.
Right.
You've met with them a lot. Typically with a student that is undeclared, when are they declaring? I know that we've said that you want them to declare by the end of their sophomore year, but are they really doing it that late?
No, it's rare that I call it pushing them out of the nest. And it's rare that I have to push. Sometimes I do have to push a few out. But usually most of our students, it's sometime in the spring. Sometimes they take that summer yet and then come back in the fall. But it is a journey and it is a process for them. There's no one size fits all.
Right.
So it really depends on the student and where they're at. I really work with students to think so that when they make that decision and that declaration, it's the right major for the right reasons, and that they don't bounce back and say, oh, wait, no, it wasn't. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't. And then they keep on changing and changing, because then, again, I said this before, but that delays progression.
Sure.
And we don't want to see that happen either.
What sort of a process should the student go through to get to making that decision about a major? Obviously, you're gonna lead them, but they're the ones that have to really make the decision at the end of the day. What should they be going through? What should they be thinking about?
Asking lots of questions. Questioning, talking with professors, talking with other students. I one time told a student, you know, at Thanksgiving dinner, sit down and talk to everyone in your family who went to college, and why did they pick that major, and what are they doing with it, and what made them get to that place. And have conversations with people. It might be doing some shadowing. It might be through some work experiences that they can also open up the doors. The other thing that I'll tell students too is do your homework. Look at the catalog. Look at the courses. I had a student in my office last week who thought he was a computer science major because he could make a lot of money. And don't get me wrong, computer science people can, but he doesn't like math. And there was an incongruency there in terms of what his career aspirations were and what the curricular needs are of that program. And so we really work with students to look at the curriculum and say, do these courses look exciting to you? Do they fascinate you? Do you want to learn more about? Or are you sitting there and groaning, maybe that's not the right place? And so those are the kinds of things that I encourage students to think about.
Is this obviously can be a momentous decision for a student.
Absolutely.
Do you think sometimes they go in and they don't have enough that they've really thought about with this?
That's where the advising staff comes into play, and we really do a good job. I work with a really awesome team of advisors, and we do a really great job at trying to get students to see beyond, I'm just picking this major because it looks good on paper, or I want my parents to get off my back, or I just want to be able to say, yes, this is what I'm doing. We want them to have confidence in what they declare so that it opens up. I tell students this a lot. Your major doesn't open up just one door. It should be able to open up multiple doors because of the skills that you are acquiring through whatever program.
All right, let's talk about the Majors Fair again. Let's
Absolutely.
Go over the details. When somebody comes to this Majors Fair at 3:30 on Thursday, November the 10th, what should they be doing?
They should come with an open mind and come armed with questions. Maybe scope out a particular table or two that they'd like to start at, but also be open to talking to other majors and other tables that might be there. Some students come with a friend. We see them come in little gaggles and groups, just, you know, power in numbers. And so that's fine too. Come with your friends, come talk to people. Be willing to make a connection, get some contact information, and be able to think about that as a possibility.
And the Majors Fair is not the be all and end all.
No. No.
They don't have to walk out of there and say, okay, I came in undeclared, I'm walking out X.
We call it's like a tool belt. And this is just one more tool in your tool belt that you can use as a means of exploration.
All right, what's the next step that they should be doing after the Majors Fair?
They should be following up with their academic advisor, because it's that time too. It's coming in November soon. And so it's going to be time for us to think spring. And as we think spring, students will need to be meeting with their academic advisors and talking about what spring courses they might be interested in taking. At that meeting, have a conversation with what I always ask my students, did you go to Majors Fair? What tables did you talk to? What representatives did you speak with? What did you learn from that? And then using those answers as a means of helping them to perhaps craft a spring semester. Spring schedule classes.
Should there be more follow-up with the department? Should say you come to the MassCom table and you talk to me. Should they be following up with me at a later date?
Absolutely.
Just to get to know.
That's the one thing I love most about our faculty members here is that our faculty are accessible and that you, and I'll be presumptive, you like when students come and talk to you.
Sure.
Shocking
what I'm
thing.
Here for.
And so that's something else I encourage students to do. Say they talk to Dr. Jacob in the sociology program. Follow up with him. Have a conversation with him. Get to know that faculty member you spoke with. Get to know that upperclassman that you talked with to continue the conversation about what possibilities could be within that program.
Now, a lot of the times if they develop a relationship with a particular professor, can they have that professor as their advisor? I know that some students, you know, feel as though their advisors are kind of thrown at them, but not really, right?
No, we really try to be strategic. We also try to be sensitive to our faculty's advising loads and not overburden any one faculty member with too many advisees. But yes, you can request an advisor. And likewise, if you're in a major with your current advisor and you don't feel that relationship is what you want it to be, you're welcome to come to Campbell Hall 200 and speak to one of us about possibly switching your advisor. It can happen. It's not uncommon.
Okay. All right. Before we leave, give me the details on the majors fair again.
Thursday, November 10th. Starts at 3:30. We're there from 3:30 to 5:30 in the M&T Fieldhouse, which is downstairs of the Grumbacher Sport and Fitness Center. There'll be lots of people there. We have some light refreshments on hand as well.
Free food is what you're saying.
Free food is always good. We know how to speak to students through their stomachs. but we'd love to see you. Come on out.
All right, Stephanie Perago, a coordinator of the Undeclared Student Advising at York College here. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
WVYC Perspectives is a production of the staff of WVYC. York College of Pennsylvania owns and operates WVYC, and any and all content is solely the property of York College. Jeffrey Schiffman serves as the executive producer of WVYC Perspectives. WVYC Perspectives can be heard Monday and Friday morning at 10 a.m. on 88.1 FM. Downloads of the WVYC Perspectives podcast are available at the WVYC Podbean site, wvyc.podbean.com. Join us next week for another edition of WVYC Perspectives.